Okay. I'm excited about this week.
Okay. Why? Did something happen?
But I think...
Yeah.
Because I watched you do the end of it, and I don't think you liked it very much.
No, I didn't. Well, I liked some parts of it.
Mm.
But I think some things were not what they could have been, I think.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Interesting. Good. That's how we're opening this.
Yeah.
Because I am excited for this week because I really like the end. Friend of the show, the only guest we've ever had.
Vidit Yavaleti.
Loves this, the end of this act and this mission, way more than the end of Act One.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And we talked about it, and that was fun. And I really love the end of this act.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I think it was just missing some key things that didn't get... Unlike... All right, so... I'm Dylan, and I've played two Mass Effect games.
My name is Robin. I've played the Mass Effect franchise 100 million times.
This is Dork Spawn, a video game book club podcast where we play choice-heavy video games and discuss them chapter by chapter like a book club.
This week, we've done the end of Act 2. So we've done all of Rannoch, not just Priority Rannoch. We did Fighter Squadrons. We rescued the Admiral, I imagine.
Yes.
We tried. And then we also did Priority Rannoch, which is the end of it. Did you do any extracurricular stuff?
I did after, because I finished yesterday?
Yeah.
And then I played today, morning, and I just did some extra stuff, which was fun extra stuff, actually.
Mm.
I went, and I guess I must have been turning things in at the Citadel that I had already done that I wasn't sure about. I turned in some, like, research to CSEC. I also found there's a Volus who, like, got accused of working for Cerberus and got, like, captured, and he left a bug in his office in the CSEC suite.
Yeah.
And so I found that and found him and punched out the mercenaries freed him.
Okay, fascinating. This is so weird knowing that you loaded the other save because for me, Zaid is in that mission. He's one of the mercenaries.
Oh.
And he kills the other guy. He's all working for, he's being a mercenary. He captured the guy.
I thought that was a different mission.
Have you seen Zaid?
Because that's with the one that, what's her face, sends us on early on before we do her big Omega mission.
Oh, Arya?
Arya Tlok.
Oh, maybe.
Because she sends us to go... also beat up some mercenaries. And in that one...
And that also has a
And in that
in
one...
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is something different. I don't... Yeah.
Crazy. In Mass Effect 3, big Volus game.
Big Volus game.
Volus are
Can't
everywhere.
Find a fucking Elcor to save my life.
But Volus are everywhere.
Volus everywhere. So I did that. I also... I met with this guy, this Turian general on the Citadel on the patios. He wants me to in the courtyard, and he wants me to help him with something. So I picked up a mission from him. I haven't done it yet.
Cool.
He wants me to save his son, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And he told me basically, like, if I don't help him soon, he's going to... commit a war crime or something like that.
Yeah, he's gonna do something.
And you have the option to have him killed just for saying that.
Fine.
And I was like, Jesus, okay. I did catch up with Arya though. Also, she gave me the what's what. Omega's doing well. The gangs are doing well. She's stuck on the Citadel for a little while longer. She's not happy about it, but things are going good.
Yeah.
She says. And everything else, I think, let's talk about what we've done and then I'll talk more about.
Sure.
Because I didn't play the first bit of Rannoch last time because I misunderstood what the mission was called.
Because online, on the wiki.
Yeah.
And I think also post in the journal, it's called Geth Fighter Squadrons. Everywhere it's called Geth Fighter Squadrons. The name of the mission is not Geth Fighter Squadrons at all.
No.
It's so weird. Because I had that trouble. And then you were like, what mission am I supposed to be doing? Like after we recorded last time. And then we were texting. And I was like looking through for the actual name of the mission. I had to go into a thread and scroll down until someone actually posted it.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Crazy.
Okay. I think that one's... Let's talk about the other one with the Admiral first, because that's less important, I think.
Okay, fascinating.
So we can just kind of blast through.
Okay, sure, sure, sure. So the Admiral mission, I mean, fairly short, but pretty meaningful. We're going to... Because this one, we're going to Rannoch for...
We're going to turn off the... So an Admiral has crashed.
Yeah.
And we're going to go rescue him is the idea. But also there are these two giant Geth AA guns and we're going to go turn them off.
Turn them off. Yeah.
Brought Tally with me and Jarvik.
Yeah. I brought Tally Garrus for this, for most of the, for all of this.
Sure.
All of Rannoch, I had two of them.
And it's a fairly simple mission. You go, you meet this admiral. He is bleeding out. And instead of saving them, which you can't do, you then just turn off the AA guns. And then the Geth are less strong when it comes to the big final confrontation.
It's interesting because the one I did before this, you don't actually like land on Rannoch for... At all.
Yeah, no.
And so this is the first time that Tally is on Rannoch. So she is like having big fucking emotions about being on the homeworld.
It's cool. Yeah.
As is the Admiral when you meet him. Like, it's just like, you know what? I died, but I died looking at our stars or something like that. Mm-hmm. He says, like, it's very.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
This mission is fun because it is very... not this mission in particular, but all three of these missions have a lot to do about home and the feelings of home. And, especially like bringing Tally, which is weirdly not a prerequisite for every mission, and I feel like it should be.
Except the last one.
Yeah, it has to be in
It has to be in the last one.
But I think it should be. I mean, you're going back to her home.
It feels insane not to, but you know what the thing is? Like... I kind of love that it's not mandatory, especially because, like, depending on the character you play and, like, what you care about and stuff like that, it says something if you don't bring her, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy mission. Simple. There's not much in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do the Geth Fighter Squadrons.
Yeah.
A mission with no combat.
So cool.
You pick your characters, but you pick the people that you're like joining you, but it doesn't really matter because you go, you meet Legion.
Right. Legion is there.
And Legion is plugging you into the Matrix. Very literally plugging you into the Matrix.
Sending you into basically the hive mind of the Geth, like what Geth actually see in their memories and their communication with each other is like this. Like 1990s Jurassic Park OS, that you can physically walk through, and the idea is that we can weaken it from the inside, and also learn what's in there as well in the process.
Our goal is to weaken it. However, Legion is having us do that by living through audio and video logs of things that every Geth knows, which is fun and interesting.
Yeah.
And what happens is that, so by doing this and watching all these things, we're going to get to the core of kind of this power station, and we're going to shut off the server, having them not be able to communicate with one another.
Yeah.
Essentially just turning them off.
Yeah. You are put into this world. You are Shepard. You're in like a 2D, you don't have any of your guns. You have a make-believe computer gun, essentially. And you're walking through and you're like, hey, Legion, what's with the gun? And they're like, Legion's like, our files indicate that this is your preferred tool. Like, it's like, we don't think you know how to use anything else, Shepard.
We see you solve everything with gun.
Yeah,
so we just give you gun to solve problems.
Yeah.
It is cool.
It's cool.
It's a really good mission.
It's
a great mission showing you the beginning of the Quarian Geth conflict and the reason why all of the Quarians left Rannoch in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You see the first you see the scientist like speaking to the first Geth who gained sentience, and they say a very pivotal line for the Geth, which is, does this unit have a soul? Which freaks this scientist out so much, realizing that Geth are now gaining full sentience.
Yeah.
We fight through a bunch of these. We don't fight through anything. The story of why we have a gun is because the Reaper code is infecting Geth, and we are destroying Reaper code that is blocking us from seeing all these audio logs.
Yeah.
We see
this puzzle, by the way, is very much the puzzle in Veilguard that you have to do over and over again 100 million times.
Oh, which one?
So in Veilguard, every 10 minutes, you have to explode the blight bubbles
and find
the trails of them to get to the big bubbles and kill those spots first.
It is.
It's just that.
It is that. It is that. We see the Quarian Geth conflict. We see that there is a lot of Quarians who were very against killing the Geth. Because they gained sentience. And in response, the Quarians killed the protesting Quarians. They had a full militaristic state where if you weren't pro-state, then you die.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of Geth arguing with Quarian protesters, being like, you shouldn't be protecting us. They're going to kill you if you do. And then a lot of Quarians being like, yeah, but they're going to kill you anyway, so I might as well.
So not all the Quarians were on board with this from the beginning, which is, you know, should be obvious, but is also it's good to showcase that.
It also shows that the Geth did not fight back at all for most of the conflict.
Right.
Until one bit that Legion is walking us through, where the first Geth to pick up a gun was a laboring builder unit, and it picks up the gun to fight back against the Quarians to protect other Geth, and it is heavily implied that Legion is the first Geth to pick up a weapon.
Yes, that's right.
Because Shepard's like, that looks and sounds a lot like you, and Legion's like, I do not know what this unit is talking about.
Oh, I said, that is that you, Legion? And Legion says, we are not Legion.
Oh my god, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, crazy.
Yeah.
It's heavily implied that Legion was the first Geth to fight back. And then when the Quarians all realized they couldn't win, they all got on their ships and flew away. The Geth could have killed all of them, but every Geth at the same time decided to not.
Yeah.
They decided that it was wrong to kill the Quarians and blow them out the sky. So the reason why there is a Quarian fleet at all is because the Geth allowed them to have a Quarian fleet.
Yeah. Devastating.
A thing that I think is really great, because in Mass Effect 1, it has always been Geth are evil. They kind of, yes, there was some like, you know, oh, you invented a sentient AI and then you got mad that it was sentient. That Shepard does mention in Mass Effect 1 to Tali, but to see what actually happened
without
all the propaganda that Tali has been fed is crazy and very cool.
Yeah.
It's a good mission. I really like it.
Yeah,
it's our only non-combat mission, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And then we come out of that and Legion is like, I had an ulterior motive, actually. While you were in there, I took advantage of the weakened system and awakened these, because the room we're in, where we're plugged in, there are a bunch of non-activated Geth, and Legion is like, we took advantage of the time that you were in there, and we decided to upload the consciousness to these Geth. They've seen what we've seen and they want to fight with us.
Yeah.
And obviously I was like, great.
Yeah. Tally fucking hates.
Tally was like, what? And yeah. I was like, all right, girl.
Calm yourself, please.
Uh-huh.
And then after we do both of those.
Yeah. Then we go to priority.
Do you want to talk about priority?
Yeah. So, priority Rannoch, we are going, we go in, landing on Rannoch to, I mean, basically, do we know right away that there's a Reaper?
That it's a Reaper base.
We know there's a Reaper base.
It's a Reaper base, and we're going in to shut down the Reaper base, so that the Geth are incredibly weakened,
right,
and we could probably take it back.
Right. And so this is like, I mean, this is like a big, long fight, but then it, like, escalates to us learning that there's a Reaper there, which is absolutely insane. We're so on the base, the fighting is happening on like each floor like of the base as you're like clearing it out, and then when we finally like get it all cleared out, which like as we're doing it, we're also unlocking things for Legion, who is still back on the ship,
mm-hmm,
for us, and like unlocking bits of code and stuff like that for them. And then we learn there is a Reaper there, which is absolutely crazy.
Oh, it's not even that there's a Reaper there. We're not on a Reaper base. The base is just a Reaper.
That's it.
The whole base gets up.
Yeah.
And then we're... so it's a fun... it's a fun, like, mirror to the end of Act 1, where it's like, oh my god, it's a Reaper. This is the worst thing. We can't fight it. Then a Thresher Maul kills it.
Yeah.
And it's, oh my god, there's a Reaper. The Reaper also, in getting up, shuts off all of the Quarians' targeting, so they have to manually shoot, and they're like, well, we can't get a perfect shot on a Reaper, that's impossible. So you just have to deal with it, and it's now you trying to kill a Reaper.
So in our first, we have two like separate confrontations with the Reaper itself, which like, we get given, like, at the end of our big fight throughout the base, we get given, like, we're armed with something, like, forcefully.
Yeah.
The game, like, puts this in your hands. And it just targets things for the squad. So you're basically aiming for them, is the thing.
It's cool.
And first you target the base itself, and then you go fucking flying. and then Reaper stands up, and in the first confrontation, you're just sort of mindlessly shooting at the Reaper. Nothing is happening. And then you get it in like the like red of its like laser beam stalk that it has in the center of its head. And you learn that as that's charging, it's vulnerable. So we learn that's how to hit it. Shepard goes like on a 1v1.
It's the fucking sickest
confrontation with the Reaper. I feel like I'm skipping things though. What else happened on the Reaper base before we get to the Reaper confrontation?
Before the Reaper base, as you're flying in, these are just some minor.
Yeah, yeah. Please, but, please.
Legion says that it feels shame for the Geth Shepard says, well, the Geth are better than this. And then Legion says, based on empirical evidence, they are not, which I liked in terms of talking about how the Geth have teamed up with the Reapers. And then you get off the ship. There's a scene with Tally as she's dreaming about starting a home.
Yes.
She's able to build a home. So she's doing little
picturing
like,
it.
Yeah. Pictures yeah. and being like, this would be a nice, because it's next to the lake. And it's just, it's very cute. She, this is a real Tally is in awe of the fact that she's on her home planet.
Yeah.
Bless her. It's very cute. I don't think there's that much in the base. We go there to do, the Geth keep putting up defenses and stopping the Quarian ships from doing anything, so then we just have to run and turn them off. We're shutting down different parts of the base before we do the like laser pointer death cannon. I don't really think there's that much. Those are my only notes of like important things before, as you see in all caps, Reaper base is an actual Reaper. And then you have a fun boss fight. It's a 1v1. It's Shepard being like the hero of the galaxy. This is it.
So you're standing like on a cliffside. The Reaper is like slowly walking towards you and also attacking like all of the Quarians and everything in its path. And obviously you can't, there's nothing you can do to shoot it. What you're doing is you're waiting for every time it opens up that like laser stock and charges it up. And as it's charging it up, you are basically signaling where it is to the rest of the fleet to aim and explode it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is that it also is firing at you, and it can only, it can, if you get hit with it even once, you're dead.
Yeah.
So you have to like see where it's about to hit, move, and then target it, hold it until the fleet attacks it, and then you do damage, and you do that on a cycle a bunch of times. It's basically, it's very Sonic the Hedgehog boss fight.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you got to do this formula thing.
Yeah.
But truthfully, it took me a minute to figure out what I was supposed to be doing. Yeah. I got a mission failure at first because I was like, what the fuck am
I knew what I was supposed to do, and I got a bunch of mission failures because I just wasn't rolling far enough away.
You got hit by the laser.
I got hit by the laser once.
That part I figured out after one hit, but because you're not just like hitting it with the target, you have to hold it until the
timer.
People know.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't figure that out. I was like, what am I doing? but we got it. We figured it out.
Big Reaper dies. Really fucking cool. It like dies right at your feet, basically.
Yeah, because it keeps coming closer to you, and so the lasers are like harder to evade each time. Yeah. It's really good.
And then it speaks to you as it is dying.
Oh, yeah.
It speaks to you saying, you know, it knows about you because of Harbinger.
Yeah.
Harbinger told it about you. And
yeah.
There's no stopping progress.
Right. And you're like, how do you know? Like, we've stopped you before. We've stopped Cerberus.
We've stopped Sovereign.
And this Reaper is just sort of like, it's inevitable.
Yeah. And then it weirdly is like, it is being so logical in the things that it's saying.
Yeah.
It's like, you, like, organics will kill themselves. We step in to stop organic life from, you know, ending itself. We keep harmony and order in the universe. You are just chaos, where eventually you're going to get, you know, you're going to get too big. We don't exterminate all life. We just stop people from going too far and all this stuff. It's very cool. Really telling us what the Reapers, what the point of the Reapers doing this is, what their motivation is. It is very robot versus organic event happening, like conversation happening. And then eventually the Reaper dies with Shepard saying, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to kill all of you. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And then the Reaper's like, blah, 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 and they then Tally's like, holy shit, we did it. We killed the Reaper. And then Legion comes in.
Yeah.
And Legion says, do you know what I can do? I can upload I can upload part of the Reaper code back into the Geth.
Right.
Giving them full sentience without
the one that they just did for the other Reapers in our last mission, which made them completely wake up and they're on our side.
And wake up and be fully sentient, so they're like a knowledgeable, you know, they have their own mind. And Legion's like, oh, I'm going to create a people in doing this.
Yeah.
Because the Reaper is down, now all of the Geth are offline except for Legion.
Yeah.
Legion is alive because Legion has its own code. Legion has like its own weird like malfunction in its coding, so it is full individual. Tally. Oh, and also all of the Quarians are taking this opportunity to blow all the Geth out the sky.
Right.
Legion starts uploading this code. And Tally is like, you shouldn't be doing this, because as soon as the Geth wake up and become sentient, the Quarians are attacking them. They're just going to defend themselves again and then wipe every Quarian.
Right.
Up the map.
And this is, okay, so this is where I think I would have liked a little bit more from this plot line, because we know from previous encounters, we have one Quarian guy who's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's the one that tried to abandon us.
He's the one currently firing on the Geth.
He's the one currently firing, and he has no, there's no ability to reason with him, which I expect. He's an asshole from the beginning. But we have all these relationships with other Quarian leaders, like the woman that was also on our side, Tally, of course, obviously. I feel like there could have been some more nuanced options to happen here based on choices, but it did seem very, very binary. And it seemed binary in a pretty extreme way. It is like one race is wiped out entirely or the other is. That's the binary
choice.
For context
of what the choice is, it is the Geth or the Quarians. Pick one of them, the other one dies.
The other one dies. So either we don't enlighten the Geth, we don't let them have sentience, and they all get destroyed by the Quarians anyway. Or we wake them up, the Quarians do not stop fighting no matter what you or Tally or anybody says to them, and so they attack indiscriminately on the ships. And so the Geth return fire and are just better.
Yeah.
And kill every single Quarian,
because
it seems.
Because all of the, even citizens, they've been talking about citizen fleets, which are also joining in this conflict. So it is the whole flotilla is firing on Geth right now.
So I just think they're, especially like, it could have been something where that is an option outcome, but like, I feel like there should have been some sort of choice path that leads to you being able to convince the Quarians to run away. Because there is, after the Geth wake up and start firing back, the Quarians do have another chance to get away, and they say so, and they don't take it because that guy is a stubborn piece of shit.
So, spoilers, you picked the Geth.
I did. I picked the Geth because it's like, okay, they were enslaved under the
Quarians.
Quarians, then they were enslaved under the Reapers. We have an opportunity to make that not happen. You have to take that. And the Quarians have decision-making skills. They have the capacity to not fire on this race of people. So it just seems like such an obvious choice, but
I think you have to think of it as such an obvious choice to Shepard.
Yeah.
But like, even Tali has her... Tali comes around in the end, but not everyone... Everyone has drunk this juice that has been in the pot for, like, 300, 400 years at this point. I think a lot of people are like, oh, the Geth are just an evil, evil people. Which, even in Mass Effect 1, is kind of like... It's what we as players think.
Yeah.
We only know this because we become enlightened about learning the truth.
Right.
Also, I managed to save both of them. because that is a choice bag.
It is. Okay.
However, what you need to do is Tali and Legion need to live by the end of Mass Effect 2. You need to do Geth fighter squadrons, and you need high enough reputation just as Commander Shepard as a whole.
Oh, so just because Legion died.
Because Legion died.
I didn't have the option.
You didn't have the option.
Huh.
Because you have to reason with both Legion and Tali. Legion to truly wait a few seconds, and then for Tali to patch you into the full flotilla, which Legion then helps you to patch you into the full flotilla. And you're like, hey, everyone, if you don't do this, you're going to die, and you got to grow the
fuck
up.
Oh, so I straight up didn't get an option to do that. So there was no option to patch
in. Because Legion isn't Legion.
Right.
So Legion doesn't have the reasoning skills of Legion Prime, as it were. But you can save both of them. It just if there is a lot of minor things and waves that you have to
do. Because I have everything else. I have high, you know, I had, that was the other thing. I have a very high reputation. I have a very good, I have loyalty with Tali, and I had loyalty with Legion, but obviously Legion is not Legion.
And this is the most upsetting thing from reloading the save, to loading the wrong save in.
Yeah.
Is the fact that Legion died, because he is the reason why you're able to do it.
Right, because they patch you in.
Yeah.
And then Tali, because Tali won't reason with the flotilla at all.
Yeah.
Like, she won't even try. And no, like, it's just sort of like and there's no reasoning with them.
And it's one of the things where she's scared because Legion was able to just copy all of himself, and that freaks her out. So then she's less willing to have the Geth, you know, reasoned with. Yeah, it's a lot. And you have to do Geth fighter squadrons beforehand.
Right, which I did.
Which you did. Because then that has other Geth that help.
Right, you've already proved that.
You already proved that it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of minor things, but then it gets both of them on board.
Yeah.
And you get to, I can't remember what it is. I think you fully shut. You might reason with the guy, or you might reason with his commander who outranks him.
Oh, wait, we might need to pause. I think the doorbell's ringing.
Oh.
Hang on. And I think it's me.
Once upon a time, in a county called Sublime, there was a child lost in the wood. Our Lives in the Wood is a horror actual play series exploring the tragic lives and stories of the citizens of Sublime County, orchestrated by one of the Stranger's most devious of servants, the Writer. Witness the everyday lives of those lost within this terrible wood and glimpse the hope shining dimly in the dark. Enjoy tightly edited episodes with immersive sound design and a rotating cast of guests playing a wide variety of indie TTRPGs, brought to you by Tales Yet Told, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, Dale.
Robin, I want to show off how strong and cool my original characters are, but I simply can't keep throwing my Hero Forge minis at people.
Well, have you heard that Hero Forge has just launched two new types of minifigures? One of them is a color acrylic keychain that's the same size as your Hero Forge standee.
Oh, so I could just, like, carry it around with me and not throw it at people? Oh, I'm looking right now at their website, and they also just launched 100% stainless steel minifigures, so I could totally feel like an old school dork when I'm playing my games.
Ah, and if you throw them, it'll have more impact.
Oh, I'm gonna throw them everywhere.
Thank you, Hero Forge, for sponsoring this ad. We do not advocate throwing any minifigures.
No, not at all. None.
But we do advocate visiting HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today.
And check back often because new content is added every single week. Marsala wine is really hard to find unless you get like a really cheap sugary substitute that like tastes...
is rubbish.
And it makes your food taste like sugar.
It's bad. Evil.
Yeah, it's really bad. I hate
Real
it.
Bad. Dylan's making a fancy dinner tonight.
I'm making a fancy dinner tonight.
So talk to me about this mission. Talk to me how you thought.
So we're not done, because then the Geth wake up. Quarians are firing on them. Geth tell them to surrender or retreat, but start defending themselves. Quarians say, let's retreat. And that guy says, no.
Yeah. Again, and then, which he's done several times.
What a fucking doofus. Yeah. And then they all die. All of the Quarians die. And as that's happening, to awaken all of the Geth, Legion, like, uploads their entire, like,
code. Yeah.
So Legion dies. And Tali then sees this happening and flings herself off a cliff.
Yeah.
Takes her mask off and kills herself.
Yeah.
So, is it, that's generally how I feel, about it. I just, you know, again, I think it could have used some more nuanced choices.
Hmm.
I like knowing that there is an option to save them both. I feel like if there's like, maybe there would be an option where like you can, I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking like I feels so extreme that it's like they all die on one way or the other. Yeah. And I guess like, you know, I guess it's definitely high stakes choices, which I do like, but I feel like it feels a little unrealistic in a way that is like harder to swallow. I would love for there to be like some nuanced decisions where like it, maybe a good portion of the Quarians die, but maybe like,
Well, all of the flotilla is destroyed. Not every Quarian is dead.
I go back onto the Normandy and I overhear people saying, I can't believe an entire race of people are just gone just like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Apparently, they're all dead. Yeah. Apparently, there's not a single Quarian left in the world. I mean, hey, maybe that's wrong, but like,
I just imagine if you go into the Citadel, you'll find a Quarian somewhere knocking around.
Sure. Yeah. But, like, you know what? I went and talked to Garrus afterwards, who, like, this also felt weird because I feel like more people said things about Morden when Morden died.
Mm.
There was very little fanfare about
Tali killing herself.
The only person to say something really significant to me is Garrus. Garrus says, I understand, like, the reason you made the choice you did, Shepard. I don't understand Tali's choice. Like,
And do you know a fun little thing?
What's a fun little thing?
If Tali and Garrus are both alive, and if you're not romancing either of them, they get together.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
You walk into them smooching.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, and they're like, whoa, is this okay? And you're like, Bay, listen, it's the end of the universe. And then you shut the door again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, really, like, nobody really says much. I went and talked to everybody.
That's so interesting.
There's like a couple of like, you know, like, I'm sorry about Tali Shepard, like comments.
Sure.
But I'm like, man, she's been with us.
You know, like day one.
Morden we met last year. You know, like Tali has been flying with us since day one, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, like.
She is. She's before you get off the Citadel for the first time.
Right.
She's in your team.
Right. I'm like, give it a little more, I think.
Yeah.
I think
that's a dev thing, because Morden dies 100% of the time, but Tali dies 3% of the time, so they don't write as much for her dying.
Yeah. I'll kill you. And then I do assume that if you, maybe you know, maybe you don't, if you let all of the Geth stay offline and don't give them sentience, I'm assuming that Legion dies somehow.
Legion still kills himself, quote unquote, but I think the Quarians are able to kill the Geth before Legion's able to upload his. I think you might. You or Tally might have to kill Legion.
Because I had two opportunities to stop Legion from doing it.
Yeah.
Or, like, to say stop, at least.
Yeah, I think it's a... I think Legion is another Morden Solus where... Legion is going to do it regardless of your input, and you have to physically stop him doing it. I'm going to Google this.
I really want to know.
Yeah. But yeah, it's, yeah. So you're not a fan of it?
It's not that I'm not a fan. I just feel like there was something missing. I also felt like there was something missing to the Legion storyline, especially in my playthrough where Legion is remade. They keep saying this, you know, like, we're not Legion. And I get it. Uh-huh. But I kept feeling like there should have been a resolution to that thought somehow. Like, sure. Either they convince me that, no, I really, like, am not, yeah, and yeah, we yeah. come to terms with that, or that they realize that they sort of are, and it's complicated. Like, I don't know. I wanted a little bit of, because it seemed like a really interesting thread to tug on, but instead it was sort of just, like, a bit thing that they kept saying. Like almost like a little catchphrase comment, like, we are not Legion.
So if you pick the Quarians, Legion tries to kill Shepard in an effort to be like, no, you must let me do this. And then either Tally, or if Tally's dead, the other Legion commander, voiced by the lady with the great voice, she is in place of Tally, and then she kills Legion.
Got it.
Yeah. So Legion does die regardless. He either dies kind of messiah figuring the Geth, or attempting to avenge them.
Yeah. I mean, I can't, and I could not see myself making a different choice.
Yeah, but... it's an interesting one. I do, on like a grand scale, I understand why they're presenting it as a choice. It's like, oh, well, the Geth have joined the Reapers several times. Uploading Geth code is, like, you know, they're not yet sentient. You're going to give them sentience to kill people. But you can, like, not give them sentience, and then they're just basic robots getting blown out of the sky. They've been your enemies since Mass Effect 1.
Yeah.
They can't entirely be trusted, because then, again,
they're sentient. You can't trust them because you can't trust fucking anybody.
Yeah. I can understand the reasoning, but it doesn't super hold up with the other things that the game like talks about.
Yeah.
And the story, the themes of the story. It's like, well, you've just shown us that they've been just shat upon and oppressed since first creation.
Right. And they've consistently tried to connect with their creators. Like, they still call you
creator
and the creators, like, they, you know, like, they have tried.
Yeah.
And every time they gain sentience, they try, you know, and it's just like literally, honestly, a horrifying thing. Like the Geth, like waking up as their creators are trying to kill them.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a terrifying.
It's not the first time it's happened. Like, they're all going to be. It's like, if we take the idea that Shepard, in that thing that Shepard was walking through, that's what every Geth thinks about as they're waking up. They just lived through them waking up, their creators trying to kill them, and then they wake up, and their creators are still trying to kill them like 300, 400 years later. It's like, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. So no, all right. I don't want to say I didn't like it, or I definitely didn't hate it. There are parts of it that are great. I just feel like, you know what, like Morden Solis's death fucking sucked. It hit me so hard, but I felt like his story was so well written and wrapped. Yeah. And it was an end that felt like it made sense. Like, despite being absolutely tragic. This one, I just feel like something felt like it was missing to me. And then on top of it, like going around the Normandy, I even went and landed on the Citadel and walked to meet everybody on the Citadel to see if people would have things to say there. Like, really, nobody has anything to say about Tali dying or about Legion dying. You know, like, it's kind of like, meh.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
It just had a bit of a disappointing end to me. Sure. But I get it. It was still a good, strong series of missions, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the Geth backstory. Mission.
Yeah, me too. I think that's great.
I think Fighter Squadrons is really fun. I really like the build up to it where you're fighting a Reaper. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've killed a Reaper.
Oh, yeah.
The first one.
Everybody on the ship's fucking talking about that. Which I get.
The rest is a bummer. I don't want to bring bummers onto the ship. They practice mindfulness on the Normandy. You got to think about your wins.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
The wins is the Normandy. Is the Reaper death. It is a bummer of a mission.
Yeah.
I think the weakness of it is the fact that you can win it by getting both sides to team up or getting both sides to calm down. Because post that, there's a lot of things where you're getting messages about how the Quarians have immediately softened as a people because Geth have forwarded the fact, like Geth are killing themselves to upload themselves into the suits of Quarians to kickstart their immunity healing.
Yeah.
Like their normal immunity thing. So there are some Quarians already without like masks and suits on. They have hospitals now and they have buildings, things that they were like, this would have taken us decades to figure out. And the Geth are just making it happen.
Yeah.
And it's very much a weird symbiosis that they have where these two people that have been in conflict for centuries are now immediately helping each other out. But it's not the Quarians helping the Geth. It's the Geth helping the Quarians. Are being like, this is what we've been doing on your planet since you did the bad thing that you did.
Oh, that's awesome. See, that's great. Yeah. That's good.
And that's very... I do like that. I post this. I haven't really spoken to anyone. I went up to my cabin and I invited Diana Allers because she was like, hey, we need another interview. And then you talk about, you know, the conflict. There is a huge amount of people in the galaxy that are like, oh, but the Geth went bad twice now. How, like, I don't want them to go bad again. And then you have to give a message in support. And then Diana Allers shuts up the thing and is like, hey, kind of brings up looping together. And I'm like, is it a one-time thing? She's like, it's only a one-time off the record thing. And I'm like, okay.
Nice. Oh, you're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing what you came here to do.
I'm doing what I came here to do. Came?
Do.
How? But that's all I did. What was your post stuff?
No, my post stuff was talking about how I went around the Normandy and the Citadel, like trying to talk to people, trying to get like fucking info.
Yeah.
And trying to like get people to have a reaction.
See, because this is fun because this last act, we're now in Act 3.
Yeah.
Of Mass Effect 3. This last act is one that everyone was like, Act 1 and 2 are very strong. Act 3 is where it kind of gets a little weaker because it is very, general. It's very like, we have these things that we've been after since the game number one. Now it's kill the Reaper time.
Sure.
People find it less interesting.
Okay.
And maybe there's something in extending out Act 2 to be a little, maybe like one or two missions more.
Act 2 felt very brief.
It was very fast. And we did Omega in the middle of it.
It still feels crazy short.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. Mm-mm. We did a full deal. I mean, we did a DLC in Act 1, but I think the Genophage is a smaller story that the Genophage is a story that can be wrapped up easier because it's one character's journey into fixing this big problem.
Sure.
Rather than two giant sides of a war having to kind of get perspectives on each. And then experiencing Legion. We don't really experience any Tally stuff except for the fact that she's excited to be home. So maybe a mission or two where you kind of have Tallies. Because that might have made the choice harder.
Right, harder, or an opportunity to make it harder or easier or something, or like, you know, like to kind of change it. I don't know. I don't feel like I really know what's missing. I just feel like something was missing
Missing, yeah. Right. Do you think your opinion of this would be positive if you had the choice to save both of them?
If I felt like I had the choice to save both of them, I think that I'd be happier with my outcome, but I still think that something, I still feel like some part of the story is missing.
Like, we do the Reaper. Everything up to the Reaper stays exactly the same.
Yeah.
Then it's one additional mission after, where the whole mission is Corian or Geth, or is a full real big conversation rather than it being like, you killed a Reaper, hell yeah, talk a bit about that, oh by the way, make this big decision right now, kind of being jumped on you. It's a full mission where it is a almost like a talk at the table, you're like talking with
like social mechanics, maybe like another, like that could be fun.
Yeah
I don't know, something was missing there for me, but I still liked it. I did still like it, but it didn't land the way the end of Act 1 landed for me, for sure.
And that was wild for me because I saw the picture of the end of Act 1 of you being in pure disarray, and then you told the story of you sobbing for like hours after. I watched you finish Act 2 and be like, ow, and then shut your laptop.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that didn't hit a little bit.
It didn't hit.
This is one of the bits where I was like, I want to record immediately after because I think I'm really excited to hit. If it had hit,
I would have grabbed you. I would have grabbed you yesterday and pulled you in.
I was yesterday, yeah. I was going to be like, it was like 2 days ago we shoot it, but no, it was just yesterday.
Yep.
And it just didn't work. That's crazy. It's also kind of upsetting. It's sad.
I know.
Because it's a big excitement. But it's like
the thing is, that's the thing. I did still like it, but like, you know what? Like it didn't fucking hit me. And Tali's suicide, like for a character I've known for the entire series to kill herself, I feel like you really got to give that I feel like you've got to give that more gravitas than what was given to it. Like, that's a huge deal. Yeah. And it's like, obviously, Morten Solis also kind of did a suicide, but he did a suicide in self-sacrifice, right? Which is a different story. The confrontation, and it, like, even like you have the opportunity to have this like confrontational goodbye with Morten Solis as well, like as he's doing it. Like there's just, I don't know, I just feel like the emotional weight of what was happening wasn't being conveyed to me.
Yeah.
In a similar way, you know?
It does happen very fast. Again, I watched it over your shoulder.
Very fast.
It's one of the things where it's like, it makes sense for the character to do it, I think.
I do. Oh, that I do. Yeah. I mean, she's wanted to go to her homeworld. She's never quite grasped the sentience of the Geth. You know, she has dreamed about coming home, like all of those things. A million, and all of her people just died. There's absolutely, I see the logic to that being her end.
There just could have been like a it feels mean to say, but what I'm thinking is, like, there could have been a performance in it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing. When you kill an important character like that, I'm going to do a tangent for a second.
In Dragon Age?
No. Tara Thornton in True Blood.
Oh.
Tara Thornton in True Blood is a character we've known from day one. And if you suffered through the later seasons of that series, she is there the entire time. She lasts the test of time in that series. And she is a strong principal character the entire time. Mm-hmm. Her death in that show happens almost entirely off screen, is so brief. And then, like, the impact on the other main characters feels weak. And it feels, that felt disrespectful to me,
mm-hmm.
like, to her character, like, for her. Like, I'm not mad that you killed the character. I'm mad that you treated it like it wasn't important.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This was somebody I have loved for 7 years. Like, you, like, treat that with some, like, treat her character with some respect. Like, make her death scene important, you know, like, make the grieving of her death important. You know, we grieve Sookie's 89-year-old grandmother for fucking 2 seasons. Like, we can't give Tara, a young woman, like, who is, like, a principal character for 7 seasons, you know, the same gravitas to her death. So that's kind of, I feel that way when you kill an important character, especially one that's been with us from the beginning. If it feels too rushed, it feels like you didn't respect that you were killing this character, you know, mm-hmm. like, make it important, you
yeah.
know? So I just felt like it could have had a little more oomph to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it came later. It's like Tally yeah. doesn't do it immediately, and then there's a horrific mission on the ship where she's, like, not doing well because everyone is dead.
Right. And it's like, yeah. I could have been that. Could have, but
there's a lot yeah, of ways it could have.
A lot
gone.
Of
there's
ways.
A million,
I just,
anyway.
Yeah, truly, I don't know how to fix it. I just know that it felt like it something was work. Missing from it. Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now we have the same squad size. Because you have Caden.
Crazy.
And I have Tally.
Ew. That's an iffy trade off. Caden's fine.
I take it.
He's fine. He's fine.
Would you rather I had Ashley? Shut up.
No. No.
So how are you feeling going into Act 3? What are your big predictions? Do you have any thoughts? Any things that you're calling going into Act 3?
Do I have any predictions?
Do you know what's going on with that stupid, weird baby boy dream that we keep having?
No. Oh, I haven't had it.
We get it in a second.
We're going to get it in a second. Yeah. Oh, is there a dog on the Normandy?
Yeah, there's that robot dog.
I have never seen it. I just heard someone talking about it. Where is this dog?
It's where James Vega is.
I never go visit
exactly.
him.
Exactly. I had a moment this week whilst playing where I was like, fuck, I'm doing really bad at speaking to all of the companions after doing any missions.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got to do that. So I walked around. I spoke to everyone. I was writing down the things that they were saying. And then I was like, should I go see James? Nah.
Yeah. I spoke to James for the first time recently because he was not in his usual hole. He was upstairs in the kitchen cooking huevos rancheros. And I'm sorry, but that man doing a forced Hispanic accent should actually be reported to someone. That was, I wanted to call for help. That was Freddie Prinze Jr. Calm down. But yeah, that was the extent of my conversations with James Vega. So okay, so yeah, I got to go down in there and find the robot dog because I
have your shuttle pilot who I like. I do like.
I do
pilot.
Go visit him.
I
every
really like
while.
The fact that he's very present in the game.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
that's
I
cool.
go see him every
that's
once
cool
in a while.
Mm-hmm. So next week we are doing 3 different missions.
Okay.
We have, I got a, where's my phone? Here it is. I know that one of them is Priority Citadel 3. It's our third Priority Citadel mission. There are...
Can you tell me, is this another thing where I land on the Citadel and it just happens?
I can't remember.
Oh, good.
I don't?
Oh, well, no, because I went to the Citadel. I went to the Citadel after this mission was over, so that's okay.
Yeah, Priority Citadel 3, Priority Thessia, and Priority Horizon.
Okay. Those are the Horizon three. Mission. Horizon.
And then we have two DLCs week after next and week after that, which is Leviathan. Could not be more excited for the Leviathan DLC. Holy shit, buzzing for it. Then we have Shore Leave the week after that. Could not be more excited for Shore
Leave. I'm so excited
for this.
Shore
Leave is the most exciting thing. And then we'll see if we can get multiplayer working.
We're gonna.
Or if not, it's just side quest city, baby. I might just for fun chuck in like the movie or
sure
some like external reading or something.
I think
so we
can
have
make
things.
It work.
It's also going to be a big. What are we thinking of this?
Yeah,
what do we think is going to be next? And then it's the finale.
So Act One and Act Two had a big unresolved conflict that we were addressing. I don't think there's another one.
The unresolved conflict is
the Reapers.
Kill the Reapers. It's
okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, what is the Crucible? What is the Catalyst?
It's going to be just like gearing up.
Yeah,
because I'm on my like, you know, you have the things you can keep track of, like. To say the readiness basically of the and fleet, we're ready essentially. We have enough
to feel comfortable storming, but there are different endings depending on how ready you are.
Yeah, yeah. I assume that like just over the line is not necessarily
just over the line
great.
Is a lot of people die. I mean, that is this game though. This game is war as hell. Everyone's dying.
Yeah, everybody's already fucking dead. Yeah. Jesus,
everyone's killing themselves. Everyone, it's tough.
Calm down.
It's bad. But yeah, we got a big lot of DLCs coming, and I'm very, very, very excited.
I am excited for those.
I have a feeling that next week is going to be a pretty big one.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a long amount of play.
Yeah.
So something.
I'm bringing my laptop to work tomorrow. I'll tell you what.
Something may shift and I might be like, oh, actually, we're not going to be doing this. But I think that it's mostly fine. It's mostly
okay.
It's what it is will probably stick.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's it. And as a mirror to, we had Keela Salai be the last one. This one is going to be, does this unit have a soul?
Oh, that's
which.
Good.
If we weren't to do this, which is we do a different one every week, that was going to be just the one.
The one, does this unit have a soul?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a good phrase, and I meant to write it down, and I didn't. There was another good phrase from this week.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't write it down. I can't remember what it was.
Damn. If you remember in the week, then quickly jot it down, and then
I will.
Right. Well, thank you all for being here. How did you feel about Act Two? I want to ask
you.
Yeah,
please talk to me about it.
I'm actually not. It's interesting because Vidisha was like, this is way better than Act One. Vidisha likes this more than Act One. And I didn't remember feeling that way much at all. But I do remember it obviously being huge and very, very important. So I'm glad and appreciative that you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because I think that makes...
Liked it, but I just feel like... Yeah. I feel like it missed something.
Because
yeah.
I think that makes... That is fun in talking about it. I prefer us trying to figure out what that thing was. Because I do like it, but I do also agree that I think that it needed a little more time in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
However, tell us about if you liked it or not. Tell us all your thoughts on it because I'm interested in it.
You too.
However, until next time.
Does this unit have a soul?
Good.
Like it.